Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn.
And my name is Laura Jackson.
And today's podcast, we are talking all about, this is going to be like a quick and dirty, oh my gosh, excuse me, one where we're going to be talking all about how to excel as a coach without recreating the wheel. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this because there is this whole idea when it comes to coaching that we start to think that we have to build everything from scratch, right? Whether you're a fitness coach, nutrition coach, wellness coach, there's this idea that like, oh my gosh, I need to build my own program from ground zero, or I need to build my own challenge, or I need to build my own fitness classes. Like, and it's so not true. And I think that one of the things that keeps so many amazing coaches held back from actually growing their business or stepping into really actually coaching even clients is they get caught in that overwhelm, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole purpose of this is to get rid of that overwhelm, get you guys coaching, get you guys amazingly coaching, as well as making money as quick as possible.
For sure. And I think, you know, we'll talk about the three ways, but you know, one thing I just want to add to that too, is just that a lot of times people think that by using programs or not, by not creating their very own from scratch every single time, is that it's like a cheating, like you're cheating your clients, yeah. But you're not. You are literally helping people, and it helps you to get out there faster and more efficiently and be able to help your clients with proven programs that get proven results.
Well, and one of the reasons, sorry, just to interrupt you, but one of the reasons we are talking about this too, guys, is right, we're about to open up our Black Friday bonanza.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. And within that, we have these amazing done for you programs that you literally can purchase and go and use in your business right away. So this whole idea too, is you can check that out, fitchicksacademyprograms.com/Black Friday. There's 9 of our best-selling programs. But the reason we're talking about this too, is because as a coach, this is where we're going to show you how to take one of like take a program or content that is done for you, and then how to really next level it.
Exactly. So again, so what we're talking about today is how to excel as a coach without recreating the wheel. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to take it and make it your own. So rather than you having to start from scratch and having to build everything from the ground up, when you see other programs that you think are amazing, that are done for you, programs that you're able to license out, or you have programs that you've already built, make it your own, meaning your branding, meaning your color scheme, meaning your vibe. So if there's certain words that you use, like for us, like obviously we use the word chicks all the time in our vocabulary. So rather than if it said like, hey ladies, we would change it to chicks, making it so that the messaging really matches who you are as a brand and how you're showing up, so that you're making your own and it is very relatable then to your clients and it makes sense for your company. Rather than just taking one tool, you can take it as is and kind of run with it. But when you make it your own, that's when you accelerate with it.
Well, and one thing I'd like to add here, so let's use the example, let's say, of our 28-day total body cleanup challenge, right? Yeah. So when you get this challenge, you end up getting all of the materials that you need to run this challenge, as well as all the client materials. And they're all editable in Canva, which is basically a website that you can go in and like what Amanda was saying, you can go in, you can change the colors, you can add your logo, you can add your website. You suddenly turn it into this, you know, generic thing. And even that alone just changes into your brand. But then going in there and seeing what it is and how you can coach it that will make it more your own, whether that be if you wanted to add in some things, whether you want to take out some things, whether you want to, you know, create some extra handouts, whatever that is. You don't need to, everything is there for you, but you don't need to recreate the wheel. You just need to give it your flavor.
For sure. And I always think of like any kind of done for you models as even like a framework or like a skeleton, right? So even if it was something where, you know, maybe you've bought something, you've used it in your business, you can use it again and again, or you can use it as your framework. And then you just adjust and you take things and you can make it sort of unique in that way. And that's actually our point number two, which is to repurpose content. Repurposing content is one of the fastest ways that you can get new content out there, whether it's a new challenge, whether it's new workouts, rather than you having to sit down and, you know, and we've learned this from years of experience of, you know, I don't even know how many workouts I've written in my day, like probably at least like 8,000, like probably like if I had to count, because we were writing a different workout every single day. And I would sit there and try to think of different patterns and unique different opportunities and games and sequencing and all this kind of stuff. And when I think about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, the amount of time I spent, rather than if you just take content, which is what we started doing after a few years of having written new workouts every day, we started taking our workouts and then saying, okay, I really like this challenge, but I really like this group fitness section. And I really like this piece, and I'm going to recreate some new opportunity, a new workout for my class without having to recreate the wheel, without having to sit here and go, what is a different sequence and what is a different partner workout? You take pieces and you kind of mix and match to make a whole new unique workout. You can do the same thing with every single content. So even if it is a done for you program, pulling pieces out and making a new challenge with it, or taking pieces out and saying, I'm going to do a 5-day challenge instead of a 28-day challenge. I'm going to do an introductory 5-day challenge and use this to bring new people into my world. So I'm going to take pieces of this and then launch it that way. So there's so many ways that you can repurpose content rather than having to start fresh over and over and over again, or try to think of a whole new 30-day challenge, for example.
Well, and the thing that I like too, it's even just about the idea of, you know, we have one of our done for you programs is our complete bootcamp bundle, which is an 8-week bootcamp program. And it comes with 97 workouts. Mm-hmm. So all the workouts that Amanda was talking about too, it's like, you can still do the same structure. You just swap in the workouts. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it's, you still have all the content is still the same in that aspect, but then the workouts are different. So it's just, you know, it's not like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You don't need to come up with something that's so mind blowing to be able to stand out and to be able to sell yourself and to coach your clients effectively.
Or to be able to have your clients return. Actually, that's one thing I wanted to mention too, because I think even when you think back to our Fit Chicks bootcamp programs, you know, people used to ask like, well, how do you have people coming? If it's an 8-week bootcamp program, how do you have people signing up every 8 weeks? Like, registering time after time after time that were there with us sometimes 3, 4, 5 years, every single 8 weeks registering for new 8 weeks. And it's because the framework never changed. We always ran classes 2 nights a week. We always sent out emails. We did challenges. We did all of these different elements, which is included in the bootcamp bundle. But the one thing that was different was the workouts and the engagement. And sometimes we would add in like a little new challenge or something, but it really was about following the same framework of we run challenges on this day. We send emails on this day. We run our classes on this day, and nothing in that sense changes. So we don't have to build everything brand new from scratch.
Well, and that's why too. And number three, the third thing is one of our favorites, which is to over deliver.
Yes.
So when you're getting a done for you program, or you're utilizing content that you have licensed to use, a lot of times we tend to think, oh, I just have to do this exactly the way it is, which yes, again, using the example of our 28-day challenge, you coach it in this way because that's the way you get results. It's built week over week. It's a habits and nutrition-based challenge, right? But then where you also get to turn this into like literally mind-blowing next level for your clients is you over-deliver on it. And that means maybe you are adding in like some live coaching calls each week where you're going to, you know, go through the concept that you're talking about, or you're going to coach them on where they're stuck. Or it could be that you add in bonuses. So, you know, maybe you have some really cool things already in your business that you can add on as bonuses to help sell it, but also that are going to give your clients so much more value and help move them forward towards their goal. Or you could do things like, you end up having a really cool prize at the end where like whoever completes it, they get access to this amazing prize. So there's so many ways that you can take a concept or take a done for you program and then just like make it so amazing that people are like, that value was so like out of this world, in addition to the fact I got amazing results, that I definitely want to keep working with this person. And you don't have to, like I said, this takes you no time at all. Like, it's not like you're having to recreate content. You're not having to write anything. These are things you either have in your business already or just require a bit of your time.
Exactly. And I think over-delivering is the thing. It's whenever you're thinking about over-delivering, it's really just about like, what is the thing that is going to move my clients towards the end goal that they desire the most? And what is going to leave that wow factor? You want someone to finish it and be like, wow, not only like Laura said, have I hit my results or I feel amazing, but there's also this extra thing. It's like the cherry on top. And that's the thing that makes people like talk about it to their friends and tell people like, my gosh, this was so exceptional. Like you have no idea how much more, like not only did I get the fitness program, but I also got like a live cooking demo, or I got this workshop, or whatever it is that you want to include that you're going to over deliver. And you don't have to do a ton. It's just about doing it so that it is something that makes sense, that your clients desire, and that is something that will provide them a ton of value in that moment. So even if it's one workshop, but it's a workshop that's like so mind-blowing, that's going to be something that they will remember because it's an added value on top of what it is that you already have. So
and
it's
the
a
one
really
thing
easy
I just want to say about over-delivering though, I want you guys to make sure though, you realize over-delivering does not mean just giving more stuff.
Yeah.
So this is a lot of
coaches. Funny, I was going to think the same thing.
Yeah. They're like, and you get this, and you get another meal plan, and you get another course, and you get another thing. And it's like the client is so overwhelmed. So like Amanda was saying, it has to be something that makes sense. That's going to move them forward. And over delivering also is just the way you show up. So we provide like email templates in our Done For You programs to send out. We provide Facebook posts to engage your communities, but it's the way that you show up too. So making sure that you're showing up present, right? Or you're emailing and following up. In addition to that, making sure people are on track, having accountability, like all of these things, just the way you even interact, that is part of over-delivering. So don't downplay that part of it too. Your customer service, the way you coach, the way you give attention, that all is part of over-delivering. That again is free.
And so easy to implement. So again, that was our top three ways that you can excel as a coach without having to recreate the wheel. So again, it was take it and make it your own. Repurpose any of the content, use it as a skeleton to be able to recreate. So you don't have to recreate the wheel over and over again or buy a million other programs afterwards. And then the last piece, of course, is to over deliver and really show up for your clients, because that is the thing that is going to get them to return over and over and over again, is how you show up for them. So again, 100. As Laura said, we do have our Black Friday sale coming up. The Black Friday Bonanza. So go to fitchicksacademy.com/Black Friday. Check out all of the Done For You programs and products in there to help you accelerate and move forward as quickly as possible in your business with tried and tested programming that we have built and done in our business, given to you to be able to help you do exactly what we were just talking about today.
Love it.
All right, everyone. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you again next week for Fit Chicks Chat. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Demi D, superhero health coach and fitness trainer. I'm also the founder and CEO of The Knockout Room. I help moms of twin girls build and maintain healthy habits for their households and tackle subjects such as body image, self-esteem, and self-worth, all with my superhero approach. I'm a graduate of both the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program as well as the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. While completing the nutrition program, I lost 23 pounds by applying my new knowledge on myself. People I knew started approaching me, asking me what I was doing differently, because the changes in my life were starting to show up physically. I had literally become a walking billboard. So what had started out as a personal choice to improve my health was slowly becoming a business, because I was naturally attracting people who were interested in learning from me. I signed my first client approximately 2 months after completing the nutrition program, and I found my first client through my social network. Initially, I offered at-home fitness training for women, but I quickly realized that many women struggle to start a fitness regime, or if they start at all, they stop shortly thereafter. And it's often because of like some sort of mental hurdle that they're facing. There's this ongoing pressure that young girls and women face to look and behave a certain way. And there's also this enduring narrative in the media that, you know, often depicts exercise as a punishment. So it was this realization that led me to pivot to online training and to focus on tween girls who are most vulnerable to external pressures, you know, as they're facing physical and hormonal changes, and as they're beginning to form opinions about food, exercise, and of themselves. So I combined health coaching with my love of entertainment, and the result was my signature program called The Knockout Protocol, Raising Your Superhero Tween to Look and Feel Her Best. For more information on The Knockout Room and my coaching program, you can visit theknockoutroom.com or you can call 1-866-TKR-HERO. That's 1-866-857-4376.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.